This is Robert Monroe speaking. Here is the second of the Explorer recordings, and I hope you find it as interesting as we did. It is a continuation of the one we have coded ROMC. At this point, some 8 sessions later, she is more at ease with the techniques she is learning from her new friends, and this is shown in the greater confidence expressed in her reporting. Incidentally, the original recordings were not made with public release in mind, so the quality will vary from time to time. Also, the unusual sound surges heard on the tape are on the original and have not yet been completely identified. Again, we offer it to you without our evaluation. That will come later, after you have had time to examine it carefully. We pick up the session now where ROMC is well into focus 12.
Like coming up, my balloon, it's still the same balloon, but it's changed shapes a little bit. It's a little closer around me, but it still didn't touch me. I've got a room inside to sort of float around, and there's a nice breathing space. It's like I've come up on top of a plateau now, which has come up through some sort of something that this balloon was sitting in, and now I'm up on top, which is a clear, like there's no limitations up there. That's up in the 12. I see it. It's got a little 12. Got a little helmet with a 12 on it, and now I'm gonna be put through some fast speed type of programs where I'm going to be shot into some different types of objects of different consistency. But I'm going to find that inside, I'm being told that even though I'm shot into different, like into metals and probably maybe into the earth and different things, I'm going to be completely in control, going to be completely the same breathing level. Nothing's going to change, even though things outside of me are going to be going very, 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 very rapid. But there's inside this capsule, it's like a capsule now. It's sort of gone from a balloon to like a tighter capsule. And the balloon is still there, but it's like I put in a capsule. So I'm going to be shot into rapid speed into certain areas. So I'm going to just see now where I'm going to go and what's going to happen.
Very good.
It's all I could see through it like a plastic. So I'm supposed to be observing everything I'm going to be doing while I'm going very rapidly. But it's going to be rapid, but also feel the feeling of smoothness, calmness, and no fast movement. Okay, let's see. I'm sort of, it's like on a little incline, and I can see myself lying in this, and it's being ignited with a, it's just going to go shoot off here in just a minute. Okay, it's like it's gone. I'm on my way now. I feel like a rapid movement. It's going, shooting out through just like shooting out through space now for a while. I could see things flying by. Okay, it looks like almost I'm going to turn around now, and I'm going to come back toward the earth. I'm just going to shoot right into the earth. But it's not going to phase me in the least. Okay, coming back, I can see the ball, see the earth, and I'm going to come coming at it at real rapid speed. Okay, it's like I've come to it, and even when I've hit it, it just doesn't even, I don't even feel it. Okay, now it's, I'm sort of breaking through layers, going through different layers of the earth. Now I can see it's getting warm around me, but I'm not warm though. I'm getting into the center part of the earth. It's like molten lava. But I'm completely protected. There's no problem. I'm just being shown that no matter where I go, I'm gonna be completely protected. It's a lot of gas. There's all kinds of gases there. It's just a really, really hot. I could tell from it's hot, but I don't feel the heat. I could sense that it's hot and can see it. I'm gonna sort of float around inside here for a while. Seems like right in the middle, though, there's a vacuum. I could get right in the middle. Sort of a vacuum where there isn't any molten or fire or anything hot. It's like it's almost cool at a certain level there. Okay, now right in the center, like I'm in the center of the earth, and I'm going to spin around. Just head over heels, just right in one spot now. It's building up that energy. Spinning. And I just can feel sparks and light and getting real energized. And then at one stage, it's going to shoot back out through the earth. It's almost like I'm in just, it's funny, it's like the earth, but yet it's almost like it's in just one little atom. I could just almost see that the earth is just one little teeny tiny atom in a whole big cosmos. Just one little atom. And just moving around inside that atom. I could see the different parts of this atom. Now I'm spinning back around and I'm going to shoot out another direction. Now coming up very, very rapidly. Now it's like I'm coming up through the ocean. I went in through an earth part and I'm going to come up through an ocean part. It's just really beautiful. There I could see fish. I could see a whale. It's cooling off my capsule on the outside. Nice to be able to see. This looks like, looking up from it, like it looks like everything outside is on a rainbow. It's really nice and cool. I'm going to just stay down here for a while. The capsule's going to sort of drift around before it goes out. Going to float around like a submarine. It's pretty dark down here at the lower part. Going to get up where it's a little lighter. It's really some pretty kind of fish, all colors. Real pretty colors floating by. See a shark now. There's a dolphin. But I feel completely safe and just enjoying everything from inside this capsule. Now, I'm coming on through, going to come on out the surface. It's like I'm coming out now in the Pacific Ocean. Oh, I see a. It's really nice and warm. I look around. See some islands now. I'm just going to fly on out. See some islands now. I'm just going to go on further out. Everything's starting to look small again. Okay, now all of a sudden I'm back on my launching pad. Let's see, you're going to send me somewhere else. Okay. Yeah, it's interesting. It's just all of a sudden the shape of my capsule is going to change. It's like it's being molded. It's being molded into a circle, complete circle, and I'm sitting up in it now. I'm just sort of rounded right in the inside of it so that I can, before I was lying down, it was like a bullet. But going very, very fast. But I feel completely calm and cool, relaxed inside. Okay, I'm coming up to where it's real light. Okay, I'm out in the light now. And I'm speeding out in space. It's like I'm heading toward a star now. It's the sun. I could see this star, the sun. Getting closer and closer and closer, going very, very fast. Oh. I'm rolling over and over and over, but I could still see it. Oh, I'm getting up close to this. Oh, I was getting into close into this, like a star, like the sun. Oh, it's getting so big now, I could just feel. I'm aware of the heat around, but yet it's not affecting me. It's getting very, very bright. And my capsule is sort of turning a different shade of green to shut out some of this bright, bright light. Okay, now I'm speeding very, very rapidly into this hot, molten star. Ooh, it's so bright. But as it gets brighter, my little capsule's getting darker. Ah, now I can see. Ooh. It's just nothing but gas and fire and very bright. But now all of a sudden I could see all kinds of colors. I'm going through various spectrums of the sun. I'm shooting through them. This is the sun, and it's a. Oh, I see. I'm going to shoot through gotten into a red vein inside this. Oh, that's nice. I've sort of gotten into that, and everything's turned red now. Shooting all through this. Staying into the red vein. It's like being in a red tunnel, just shooting very rapidly through it. It's just like I know I'm in one. In the sun, though. Now I'm going to hit another part of this spectrum. It's like being so close inside. It's just I'm just really on these beams, sunbeams. Now I'm in a nice blue one. So cool, nice. It's really. Oh, it's beautiful riding along real fast and seeing things move outside. It's all in blue. Now I'm going to get into like an orangish brown one.
I'm rolling up an orangish brown beam. That's turned real bright orange, real, real bright. I've gotten out of the browns. It's really nice. Okay, I'm gonna get some yellow. I'm gonna come into a bright yellow one. Mm-hmm. Just rolling over and over. But at the same time, I don't, it's the ball I'm in turns over and over, but I don't seem to turn over. I could still see everything, just I stay upright. Now I'm going to just, now I'm starting sideways around this whole big ball, this sun-like. I'm just going to take a ride around it. And that's going to, it's going the other direction, so it's going to sort of flip me through all the color spectrums, just going around. And it's like being in some sort of a fair or something. I can hear music, merry-go-round music, as I'm going around just enjoying everything. Now inside, it's like inside this star, this sun, I'm seeing, oh, it's a beautiful garden. My goodness, something very, I've sort of floating around now over some fantastic garden. Very unusual bright colors. So bright. Sort of brighter colors than I've ever seen before. Real bright greens, all colors of shades of greens. And then you see, I see flowers of real bright shades. Very, very nice. Now I'm told I'm going to be able to step out and I get to sit on some of these, foliage on some of these leaves, and I'm going to get a different kind of energizing. Now, because it's all calm around me, and I'm going to step out. They're going to open the door. I get to step out. Now, I'm standing on a huge, huge, huge leaf. And just in the cup of this leaf is a little pool of, it's actually just like a little drop of water, but I'm small enough, it's like a pool. So I step out. And just going to step into this nice pool. It's very blue water, just as blue as can be. Ooh, I just sort of get immersed right into it. Just, I'm just completely immersed in this blue pool now of water. Just so, feels so good. Now it's like, it's almost like it's not water, but it is water. It's just got a lot of energy. I could just, I'm under the surface and I can still breathe. Doesn't even affect me. Beautiful, beautiful. Wonderful, wonderful. Cool, calm, relaxing. And it's funny, the colors even in the water are changing. In this little pool that's on this big, big leaf, it's changing into sort of a turquoise. And I get different vibrations from the change in this water. It's really nice. I can feel my whole body tingle. It's so cool and nice. And I just sort of just float around in this water. It feels so good. Okay, now I can't stay in here too long. realize I've got some other things I've got to do. I can't relax and enjoy myself too much right now. I could go on as okay. Now I've been floating around, and this is like a gigantic a garden. I'm just like a little nymph or a little diva. Now jumping around. I've found a great big flower, a beautiful white flower. It's like a morning glory. It's morning glory. Oh, I'm staying right now. I've just sort of dropped onto this, and it's just so big. But I'm real little, just standing right in the it's like a cave, but it's a flower. So I'm standing. It's all white. It's beautiful. But it feels so good. When I step down on it, it's just so soft. And just very, the pollen is just soft, and I sort of bounce around in it. Oh, now I'm going to walk in like a cave. I'm going to walk inside this beautiful flower that's sort of like a, like I say, a morning glory or a something, a lily of the valley, something like that. So I'm walking inside it. Oh, wonderful smell. Now I'm starting to get a smell. Fantastic. Smells, such a great smell. Such a great smell. It makes me float just to smell that smell. So now as I walk inside this flower, I can see the insides of it. Let's see, it's beautiful. I just brush against the different parts of the flower that they're just so soft, and everything feels like a different texture. And as I touch it, as I even touch parts of the flower, it gives me energy, and I feel so light, and it's cleansing and refreshing. It's a beautiful white flower. Inside, so the insides of flower? It's got this yellow. It's like a yellow pollen and yellow little stems inside. So I'm going to get on one of these little stems inside, and it's just going to, I'm going to slide down it, see where I go. Okay, now I'm sliding down. My goodness, it's like it's gone back into a cave, but it's just the lower stem of the flower. I'm going to see where I'm going to come out. I'm sliding down. Oh, it's all green here. Ooh, it's cool. And it's like being on a, it's just, there's, it's sort of water inside, and now I'm sliding down very rapidly. Oh, okay, I'm going to come down to the bottom, the base of this particular flower. Okay, so I've come down to the base. I've come out in the, down to the bottom. It's like I'm in the earth now, and that's a good feeling because I'm down in the earth. It's brown, of course, and then there's some dark, deep black soil. Ooh, but it feels good. This brown soil and this black soil, it's so rich, and the colors are so vivid. Now I'm just sort of gonna float around in this soil. Okay. Oh, now the soil's even turning a little bit of a different color. Sort of orangish brown. It's like everything is changes colors according. It's got a vibration, and it just it pulsates, and as it pulsates, it changes colors. And the Earth is even doing that. It's a pulsating. It's like I get into the rhythm of the pulsating, and it just, it's a very good feeling to just be in the rhythm with this. Now, let's see. I think I'm going to come up out of this Earth now. Now I'm down on the ground. I'm going to walk around in this huge, 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 huge garden. It's just the most magnificent place I've ever seen. Oh, goodness. Okay. Now I'm walking around. The greens are crystal greens. And when there's a drop of water on one of the leaves, it's like a crystal ball. I walk up to this one leaf. It's just so beautiful. And I go look into this drop of water. It's so crystal clear. It sparkles. And as I look at this, in it, this, like looking in a crystal ball, but it's a crystal, just a drop of water. It's pulsating, and I can look at it, and I can see myself. I can see myself. But I could look behind me, and I could see that there's it's interesting. I never noticed it, but from looking into this little drop of water, which is a crystal clear pulsating little bit of life, I could see myself, but behind me I could see a glowing kind of a city. Just back up on the hill, just glowing. Very beautiful. Beautiful. It's just, it's all of a texture of light. It's like a light. But it's so bright that I can't even look on it. I have to look at it through this, I look at it through this little drop of water, this crystal. Let's see what I can see. It's almost like it tells the future and the past by looking into this, because it's pulsating like a crystal ball. I mean, it's, well, I mean, not even like a crystal ball. It's just pulsating with the life and light. And let me see. I could just see different, it's almost, I've suddenly got into different parts of myself. I can see, I could hear the throb of excitement around me, and this beautiful, beautiful girl. I'm just watching her and following her just a little bit to see what she's doing. And I could see her playing a type of an instrument, a Greek instrument, singing. And her voice is carrying out over this patio, and she's singing for several. They're like Greek people dressed in Greek outfits. They're sitting out in the garden, and she sings. I could see like a different kind of a harp-like instrument, but not quite. It has long strings. It's just a little different. It's not like a harp, but you could hold it in your hand. And she's singing, and I realize that she's like she's a part of this temple. She's sort of favored. She's a servant, so to speak, but she has special kind of privileges as well. Now, I think that she might be actually, realize that she's probably a temple prostitute too, but she's one of the more privileged because she's able to use her other talents and abilities and is entertaining with her voice and is appreciated more and for her beauty, but for her voice and what she can share. And now as I could step aside and watch the setting, I see that this situation, this soul, this person had to learn more obedience. I mean, she had to learn to be in a situation where she had to grow in not being so strong-willed. I had to learn a type of sharing and sensitivity. She was a very, very sensitive person and was appreciated because she was able to fit right into the situation there. And she didn't live too long in this lifetime. It seems that she died at a fairly early age of some type of a disease, but yet it was a fulfilling lifetime. She was less lonely because she was using her abilities. Now I'm back still looking into this little dot of water again. I'm standing looking. I'm going to go on one more trip. Now I'm going to okay. I can see it seems like another era. I could see a face of a it's like I can see a sphinx of it's like back in Egypt. Again, it's thriving. There are all people around, just lots of people dressed in beautiful, beautiful robes, and it's just like being down in the heart of New York City. People are just milling around and walking around, working, very, very active. There's a process of building a type of a pyramid. It's for one of the kings that we all work for. It's for a king. Seems like it's a name. I could get a name like Amenhotep or something like that. I could see that name just written over the door. Amenhotep. And they're building they're planning, and he's young. And I could sense they're saying, I hear them talking. He's a young king at this time, but they have to plan to build this for him, for his burial. And it seems that I'm there representing someone that works with the king, because I have to see that all the right things get into this tomb. But it seems like the tomb has to be used for other things before it's going to be a tomb. And that's why it must be built. Must be built early in the reign of this king. And I could see that there are many, many, many people working. Many other servants at work for this king. And we're all helping to sort of, it's like eternal life. We're helping to bring eternal life, so to speak, to this this king. Hopes to be able to find the secret to eternal life, because he feels that if he plans it right, he won't have to die. And it's like the ceremonies are planned for this as it's being built. For each zone, every part of it that's going to be built, there will be a special type of ceremony that's going to be done. Now, there's so much here to see that I'm not going to be able to finish. I'm going to have to come back and study this because it's an important lifetime here that where there are aspects of some important study and to the nature of reality. But I'll come back to this. Now I'm back in my garden looking. I didn't die. I'm going to tap back in another time into this lifetime to get some important guidance and help. And now I'm back in the garden looking into this little drop of water. Again, I can smell that wonderful smell of the garden around me. It's so refreshing and just such a great, great feeling. And I feel I have to go, and I really don't want to go. And I take one look again into it. I could see the reflection again in the background. A beautiful, beautiful city of a light. It just gleams back on the hill. But again, it's so bright, I can only look at it in the reflection of it. But now I'm just going to put my hand out and reach and just to touch that little drop of water. Because just to get energized, it just feels so good now just to reach and touch it. Because I know that I have to go, and I realize I'm going to have to get back into my little bubble. Now my little bubble is coming around, floating down to me, and I'm going to have to crawl back in it. As much as I hate to go, because it's been a real good experience. So I'm getting buckled down back into my seatbelt and buckled down, and the door's closing, and I put my helmet back on because I'd taken it off. It was so nice in this garden. Now it's starting to roll over and roll over, and it's going to lift up, and it's starting to move out from this really shimmery, beautiful garden area. Now I'm going to go back out because it was in the middle of a star like a sun. I have to circle around a little bit. It's going to circle around and sort of roll over and take a look, one last look at this beautiful area. Before I could only see the garden, but now as I pull up like an astronaut ready to leave, I can just see the gleaming, kind of a type of city, but the buildings don't even look like our buildings because they're just made of light, like it just glows a light. And I can't see anything else. I'm starting to get away from it. And so I'm in my own molecule, and I'm gonna leave. And I'm circling back, rolling over and over, but yet my seat, I stay upright. It's going very, very rapidly, very, very rapidly, very fast. Now I'm coming back. It's just like being on a light beam. I'm coming on a fast light beam. Sort of nice to have my own rocket ship. And I'm going to come back. I'm coming back into the earth. I can see the earth down below me. It's real. Looks good. Okay, I'm just centering down now. I'm coming back into, can see old Virginia, the whole state, and now I'm just centering back down, and I'm coming right down onto Afton. Coming back, I'm back where I started from. Oh, I feel like I could put on 10-league boots and jump all over the universe. That was good. That was a good experience.
End session.
I don't remember seeing anyone around. It's just like I was, it's like, you know, things were done. Like I was, the capsule was shot off, and I was dropped down, and the little, when it's time to leave, the little capsule came down, but I don't remember seeing any other person. It's strange. It's like I saw flowers and all this, and it's like this light city, but the only persons I saw were aspects of myself.
Well, perhaps now you can appreciate some of the attractions of becoming and being an explorer. I hope you enjoyed this particular session.